Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First Care.
Yes, Dina.
Yes. Hi. I was reaching out. Were you the one who spoke with Jasmine this morning in regards to the home care services?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I just wanted to follow up. I'm an intake coordinator, which means I'll be assisting you and helping to set up you and your caregivers. Okay? Now,
okay.
Are you Coquila, or are you Coquila's daughter?
I'm Coquila's daughter.
Okay, so Gita, is that your name?
Yeah, Gita.
Gita. Okay, hi, Gita. So I just wanted to go over some information. Are you being one of the caregivers?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And how many hours do you plan to work per week?
72 hours or 84. I just want to transfer, but they want to give only 72 hours. They might be using the 12 hours somewhere else.
Okay, I see. So you want to transfer with Pratima as the other caregiver?
Yeah, now Pratima, that happens, that I can do when my mother moves to my home. Otherwise, I don't have a place where Pratima lives.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's house has 5 bedrooms
mm-hmm.
and 1,000 square feet home, but mine is a condo, so I don't know whether I can have Pratima and my mom both moved here. So
okay.
That I have to, but once mom moves, mm-hmm. probably I will have to move all ours.
Okay, so for now, you just want to move 72 hours, and you would be the only caregiver working, correct?
For the night shift, yeah.
For the night shift, okay. Okay, so that's perfectly fine. I'm going to text you the requirements to onboard as a caregiver, okay? You can text back or call the number with any questions or concerns.
Yeah, I am pretty good in texting back or emailing back. For calling, I am sometimes downstairs. My phone is upstairs on the charger, and I really have some knee issues, so going up and down is a little tough.
Okay,
but
good to know.
Emailing back and texting back, I am pretty good with. I was simply emailing to my sister that this is what I'm planning to move my hours here. I need the service coordinator's name and number so I can do it. I wanted to see what is their reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care what they do. I am too tired with all the things going on there.
Okay.
So it's mom.
Mm-hmm. Do you have your service coordinator's number now, or would you like me to give
that's
you?
That's what I was sending the message, and your call came. So once he sends me the number, I'm probably means I should have stayed there, but
mm-hmm.
mom had a very rough night, Sunday night.
Okay.
So I just went home and went to sleep. She was supposed to come at 11. I couldn't get up and go to see her. She's a new one. I have the number from old one. But new one, I don't know who is that. I am asking my sister to send her number. Okay.
So on the Keystone portal, I see that the service coordinator is Taishira. Was that the old one or the new one?
That's the old one. They are not even working for Taisha. Her name was Taisha. Before Taisha was Denise. Before Denise was, what's her name, from us. She sent me the email about saying that you are not given for what you work. We have approved this many hours. And whatever you get is, I did not see my paycheck for 3 years. So I have, but the thing's gone, but At least now I am making sure nobody is going to do that, so they don't let, they now are thinking that,
mm-hmm.
okay, 3 months, though mom's health is deteriorating so fast that
mm-hmm.
I get tired too, so if they really help and work and get the money for rest of the, my one question is,
mm-hmm.
now because she's totally bedridden, if at all my sisters want to come from outside the state and work as a DCW, can they do it or they can't?
Can they come and work as a caregiver for...
Yes, mom.
Yes. For mom. Yeah, they can as long as they onboard with us. They can onboard when you're ready for them to onboard. So
Then I told them, instead mm-hmm. of using my PIN, you yourself
mm-hmm.
enroll in the program, use your own number. I have no issue. But don't use my PIN. That is the fight going on.
That's illegal. Yeah.
That's the fight going on. And my brother is a vacation king. So he stays out. The sister comes to cover his vacation. And they clock in for him and taking mm-hmm. away my night shift to make money for them. This is what happening with me for past couple of years, but I can't. They said it is family program, so we need to make money whenever we want to. And they all are in medicine field, so they put me aside thinking, I have less resources.
This is going
on for years. I'm losing it. I'm getting appreciated from all other works, but not here. Except mom. Mom mm-hmm. gives her blessing from her.
Mm-hmm. So that will definitely work with us. I think that's a good call on your part to send the 74 hours over to our agency, and that way we will only be able to pay you, and nobody can take those shifts. So I'm going to try to get
a... I told them, I usually go to India in winter
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, I can either request to my mom or that cook to enroll in the program so they can take over my absence and they can work.
Okay. So, is it possible or not? If you plan to go to India, you want them to enroll in the program and have them work?
For 2 to 3 months. Anyway, they take away my shift anytime they want to. When my brother goes on vacation, he's going March,
mm-hmm.
April, and July. So one of my sisters, since I refuse to clock him in, one of my sister makes a trip from different state in different month. They clock in for him during daytime and they take away my night shift. So I told them, if you take away my night shift for your making money instead, you cover when I go once in a year,
mm-hmm.
for 2 or 3 months to India. Okay. You cover that and make money at that time. I don't know. Nobody wants to come during winter time because they live in Alabama, Houston.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the cook is local. The cook lives in that home. So
mm-hmm.
she can cover very well.
Okay, so when you would just need to notify us when you have a trip to India planned and let us know who you want us to onboard and what the schedule is going to look like. And they can only work according to what the schedule looks like on the calendar. And if you have any, if you're not sure if someone clocked in for another person or any kind of fraud happening, we can always confirm with you and make sure that everything is correct, because we would not tolerate that kind of fraud.
Okay,
so I just texted you the requirements to start working on, and I'm going to try to get through to Keystone to find out who we can speak with for an authorization, okay? Now, they're going to call you. If I can get through to them, then they'll call you to confirm that you want to switch and how many hours you want to switch. And
72. Because one day the cook does. One night the cook covers.
Okay. All right. So 72 hours. So that's the amount of hours that we're going to request, okay? And they're going to confirm with you and with Coquila. Okay?
Yeah, but now let me finish this. Mm-hmm. But can you send me how much money and hiring? We can transfer all the paper. Like, they have all my clearances, TB clearances.
Mm-hmm.
Test, I didn't need my skin test pass.
Okay.
And everything, whatever was needed, is on there.
Okay,
it's
so everything.
The agency, we can ask them to transfer it.
But let me
talk before my sister, who is going to live within a week or so.
All right.
If she wants to enroll also or not.
Okay.
If she's covering me during winter or not, she decides. It's not my decision. Let her decide. So, but if she is, then I will give your number to her.
Yes.
And she will enroll herself also.
Yes, she can.
Because
do that.
Previously she came here with the purpose to enroll me with the temples, because she found temples stays a very well rate. Previously we had, it was transferred from some other government agency to temples. So we had temples for. But then my brother found something which he manipulated. That was prime. So he can change it on paper about all shit. He was present. So he picked up that, and then I refused to do anything wrong. So that is why the fight goes on and on.
I see. Okay.
Oh, being a teacher, you can't.
Yeah. That's so difficult.
It hurts. You can't teach the children wrong if you are doing wrong and tell them to correct their behavior.
Right.
It's literally.
Yeah, you're 100% right on that. Okay, so for now, you can start filling out the requirements. With the text that was sent, if you have any questions.
And I'm going to send your number, because I have to make money, so I can't afford to become a client representative. But if my sister is there to be like that, I don't know. I still can't understand who is in our home is client. Previously, I knew my sister-in-law was my mom's client representative.
Okay. So Pratima is your sister or sister-in-law?
No, Pratima is a cook we hired for two years. And my sister is Malasha. I don't know who is really a client representative, because she works, she clocks in for night shift.
night shifts. How many hours? Do you know how many hours she works
now,
per week?
When I am not there, like I wasn't there for the last 6 days because my brother asked me to sign here some apology, and I said, I'm not changing my words. What I say is a fact, and I am stick to it. So he said, this is my home. You are not allowed to work. So I came home. So my sister, he does that. Whenever my sister comes, because I don't go for unemployment, he push me out, giving this kind of reason, and let my sister work, who clocks for him during daytime. That's all the whole story. Which I refuse to do it. I can digest it.
Right. Okay.
And they would take a penny if I didn't sign it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay, so I'll wait to hear.
So my total, do you say 72 hours working? What do I get yearly? It's not more than 20 to 22 thousand is my yearly salary. So you can imagine how many months they let me work.
22,000 is your yearly salary, working 72 hours?
Yeah, imagine. So they don't let me work. Only if they are the cook is not there, nobody wants to cook. So those 2.5 months, and then they go out of the country. Mm-hmm. My sisters can't do both the shift or something. Then they out of the country, they at least make sure, because they use the passport.
Mm-hmm.
They don't clock in for my brother when he leaves the country. But he leaves the state, they clock in. That's all. That's how they work. I don't care what they do. I protested as many times as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I even wrote it to IRS.
Uh-huh. Oh, and the other agency didn't do anything about it?
They keep on changing. Now, this agency, the guy, black guy, a young one, dance on that tune. So they don't let me change the agency. I'm pleading. I said, it is my hours.
Yeah, that's
my shift awarded. Let me find a person who treats me nicely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Pratima, when she, you can find out if she wants to switch or not, or when she wants to switch, and then if you can provide us with her number or have her call.
Yeah, but Pratima, I can enroll for, because when I go, if my sisters can come. Pratima, it's local. She even sleeps right across mom's bedroom.
Okay.
So she can, my mom, like one day, I do 72 hours, so one day Pratima does, my mom calls her, she can call her. And my morning, I could clean her, like sponge bath her, change her, and then give her coffee, morning breakfast, all these things, my duty, she can do it. So.
Okay. All right, so did you receive a text message with the links and requirements to fill out?
Not right now. I am on the phone. I will check and let you know.
Okay, so everything's over there
but
in the
book. They had a Denise before Tasha. Before Denise, there was somebody who sent me the email about my paycheck. I was getting $16 per hour, and I was paid only 12, and that also for 40 hours. So
that
something
was,
I didn't see any paycheck, and I'm not illiterate, but I kept on asking, oh, you have direct deposit, so don't ask us. ask the agency. No, that I don't know. Women's, I'm not illiterate. They're trusting people now. I don't trust anyone. That is my learning of the life.
Yep, you're trusting.
Okay, I will check Tina and let you know.
Okay.
Okay,
no problem. You can call me back on this number.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.